800-339-0344. Not only can you organize all your documents in seconds, you can find anything you want in just seconds, too, just by typing one word. Try the Neat system yourself for free. Just call 1-800-339-0344. 1-800-339-0344. That's 1-800-339-0344.
Hi, this is Frank Blair from Schnars Hardware, here with Glenn Kramer from G.R. Robinson, makers of George's Magic Mix. Hi, Glenn.
Hey, Frank.
Can you tell us what makes George's Magic Mix so special?
Sure. What we do is we start with seed that has proven to grow well here in St. Louis. But even the best flour doesn't guarantee the best bread.
Really?
So when you mix Schnars advice with George's Magic Mix, that will provide you with a lawn you will be very proud of.
Those are great reasons. Maybe we should start calling you the man behind the mix.
Yeah, I kind of like that, Frank. Almost like a superhero of lawn care.
My hero.
That's right.
So come into Schnars and let us help you pick the magic mix that's best for you.
Stores like Schnars have the personnel who can answer your questions and guide you all year long with your grass-growing needs.
Schnars Hardware, where we don't charge for the popcorn or the advice. We're open 7 days a week, so call us at 314-993-0910 or for location hours or to shop online, go to schnars.com.
In life, you seldom get the chance for a do-over, but that's not true when it comes to your supplemental coverage to Medicare. Imagine having a plan where you can keep your own doctor, have your gym membership paid for, and pay no additional premiums over your Medicare Part B. That's called Medicare Advantage. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Take advantage of your opportunity today. Call me at 314-863-0008 for a free Medicare comparison. 314-863-0008.
If you haven't yet, you gotta stop by the Blackfin American Grill at the Galleria to check out their new menu. The new items are amazing. For more, go to blackfinamericangrill.com. Eat, drink, be lively.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
This Sunday, Busch Stadium comes alive. With the Baby Boomer Bash. It's indoors, it's free, and it's not just for boomers. Bring the whole family and get your picture taken with a World Series trophy. Fred Bird, the Rams cheerleaders, and KTRS personalities. Play around in the photo booth. Enter to win an autographed Mizzou football signed by Coach Frank Haith and Coach Pinkel. Mizzou tickets, Cardinals tickets for next season, opening day tickets, and more. And it's all free. You'll discover resources for seniors, boomers, and families with vendors and exhibits from the fields of healthcare, finance, travel, and home remodeling. Oh, and did we tell you that it's all free? Well, it is. It's free. F-R-E-E. Go to KTRS.com and click the Boomer Expo tab for more about the 2013 Baby Boomer Bash. This Sunday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. indoors at Busch Stadium. From Hi-Z Advisory Group, Life Care Centers of Florissant, and the Big 550 KTRS.
I believe it's Life Care Center of Florissant. There is no Life Care Centers of Florissant. Just me being picky. Who cares about being right?
So join his partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit. And we think you'll get lots of
menstrual cramps.
Oh, boy. That's what happens. It makes a woman's voice get real deep.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the November. What am I thinking? November 13th edition. Today is Wednesday the 13th. Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by American Equity Mortgage. American Equity Mortgage, 21 years and counting, going on 22 years, helping people get homes and helping homeowners save money. We didn't have a Burt segment. The day just got away from us, so we'll do it in the Playhouse. So I hope you still remember what it was you wanted to talk about, Dan. I think you probably do. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. We start with our control board operator, Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stiefel Nicholas. And if you are not satisfied.
If you're not satisfied.
Is that a new word?
Yeah. If you are not satisfied with your current financial advice, then we would like you to get a second opinion with Mark and Jason. For their phone number and more, go to markandjason.com. Hello to the chicks.
Can you stop music for a second?
Sure.
I know you're modest and you don't like pat yourself on the back, but I want to explain to people that you, being sponsored by Mark and Jason, have learned a great deal about financial security and financial advice. And there's terminology that you know that's so above most people's heads, and satisfied is one of those words. That is a term within the industry, only used in the industry, for money that has been set aside for the future. Oh. It's called set-aside money.
Set-aside, yes. Right.
And I know that Peon slipped, and he didn't mean to talk over people's heads, right. But I think you deserve some credit for teaching yourself so much about the industry.
Thank you.
Well, I noticed it. And now the rest of the world knows a new term, set-aside.
Set-aside.
And when you go to visit Mark and Jason, say, I'd like to talk about the set-aside money.
Yes.
And they'll know exactly what you're talking about. You start the music again. Yeah. Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez, charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
You're also fine, Dan.
Wow, 2 years.
What?
We're talking about earlier how long it is before you get comfortable with a woman or a man, and is it how long after you're married before you don't have any hang-ups and you're not uptight. And Rat Boy told me it was 2 years that he was with his girlfriend before he would let her watch him cut what?
Cheese.
Cut cheese.
No.
He would slice it and bring it out on a platter, but then after a couple of years, he actually let her watch him cut the cheese.
Wow.
That's when you're comfortable, Rat Boy.
Yeah.
Folks, how about it from Bruce Limpress and the All Boy Orchestra? The greatest. Thank you so much. Be seated. Thank you. We're brought to you today by American Equity Mortgage. Peon is not a home. You're still renting, right? You're not a homeowner.
Yes.
Now, Dan, you've been a homeowner.
Yes.
I believe someone else has your home right
now. Yes. Yes.
I think maybe a couple of people have had your homes over the years. And
yes.
Sorry, I didn't mean to make light
of
that.
That's okay.
One of these days, Peon, you're going to scrape together, when you have a real job and not doing this anymore, you'll scrape together enough money for down payment on a house, and then you'll be a homeowner. And it'll be a good thing, because that place you're renting now, do you know who owns it? Do you know the landlord? Is it an individual?
Yes.
Nice?
Yes.
You have to say that because you're on the air.
Right.
So let's say the person's not nice. You're not going to say that. You don't want to be kicked out of your house. There are a lot of people who are renting. They have horrible landlords. They literally come by with these impromptu inspections, you know, and want to walk through the house to make sure you're not messing things up. It's just an uncomfortable, horrible feeling. Having your own home is just something great about it. It's the American way. American Equity Mortgage can help you make that happen. If you have your home already, they can help you a couple of ways. Maybe it's time to refinance, get a better rate. Maybe it's time to pay off credit cards. Maybe it's time to take out a home equity loan to pay for something else that you need that you'd like to just pay off. And then the only debt you have is that low interest debt at the current low mortgage rates. American Equity Mortgage will help you with all that. And do not confuse their phone number with any similar numbers, because what happens is these companies deliberately try to do things to confuse you, hoping you'll call them by mistake, thinking you're calling American Equity Mortgage. The website is AmericanEquity.com, and the number is 314-878-9999, American Equity Mortgage. Burke segment, since we didn't do it, I know it's really late, but boy, it got away from us today. I know, Dan, you had something.
I did have something. Peon's the bowler in our group. He goes.
And a good one.
Yeah, he goes bowling once a week, and he's on a league and everything. And we were out last night and decided to go bowling. I haven't bowled in a couple of years.
You and Peon?
No, not Peon.
No.
My girlfriend. Since you said someone else has my house, they do.
You're married. Are you not married?
Well, yeah.
You have a girl.
To
How do you
a certain
pull that
extent.
Off? Yeah. That's a long story. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a
so
long
you and your
story.
Girlfriend go bowling.
We go bowling with her son and his girlfriend, and they just decided, hey, we'd like to go bowling. We haven't bowled. And it's like, heck, we haven't bowled for a long time. So we went bowling, and I didn't even have my own bowling ball with me. I just used an alley ball, which I can't stand because I use a fingertip ball. like peon does, and this is just a regular alley ball.
What does that mean, fingertip ball?
A fingertip ball is the...
The holes aren't deep? Or?
No,
the holes, top two holes, you only put your first, yeah, up to your first knuckle in.
Up to your first knuckle, and the, and it's a little wider span, too, between the thumb hole and the fingers. And it's a little easier to control once you get used to a fingertip ball. But I had to use an alley ball, which is those conventional, you know, the big holes and everything. And but we went bowling, and we bowled two games. Both games, I bowled a 200 the first game and a 200 the second game.
Get out of here. No. Get out. That's good.
Yeah. It was wild. I was shocked.
And how long do you think since you'd bowled last?
Probably about 2 years.
That's not that long.
No.
I haven't bowled in 10 years, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Easily. More than that. More than 10 years. And it was fun, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
I've said that before.
Blast.
Bowling is one of those things you do, okay, I'll go. And then you get there, and it's a blast.
That's what we did when we talked about bowling. You want to, oh, okay. And we did that. Yeah.
Somebody has to push you into it. And then you go, hey, we got to do this again.
Yeah, we did. We had a blast.
Yeah, and the pizza's always good for some reason.
Oh,
at a bowling alley.
Bowling alley food is the best.
I don't know what that is. I don't know. It's like hot dogs at a ballpark. They're just pizzas at bowling alleys is good.
I know.
Well, did you have anything else?
No, that was it.
Peon, did you have anything?
I did not.
Let's close the Burke segment. Burke segment is officially closed. Well, let's see. On our Facebook page, Peon was nice enough to put... Now, let me explain. Peon, I read what you wrote. I thought it was Jamaica.
I believe it was Mexico.
Well, you got a better memory than I do. But on one of our trips years ago, somebody discovered in the lobby...
I think I did. I was...
There were travel brochures and guides.
Yeah, on all of our trips, they have a table set up with the representatives from the travel group, and they have all kinds of excursions you can sign up for.
And here's a zip lining pamphlet, and here's a take an off-road Jeep thing or on the beach, and here's snorkeling. So I guess it was beyond that said something to me like, hey, you didn't tell us about your other part-time job. And I said, what are you talking about? And he hands me this pamphlet.
Oh.
I have never in my life seen anything as creepy as this. Folks, it's on our Facebook page. This guy, if somebody said to me, Frank, you don't remember it, but you posed for this picture, I would have to say, yeah, that's me. It's unbelievable. I've never seen a human as close to being my identical twin as this guy.
It would be so cool to get you two together standing next to
each other. I'd love to find this guy. So, facebook.com/AM and the PM, it's up there. Just take a look at this goofy guy jumping in his Hawaiian jams, you know, swim trunks off a cliff or something, which I don't do. But honest to goodness, I just stared at it thinking, all right, somebody took my picture and I don't know how they did this, but I was convinced it was me, and I know it's not me.
I looked at that, and I haven't seen that thing in a long time, I was trying to remember back when you jumped or did anything like that, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's not Frank.
No, I don't do that. I don't cliff dive or jump.
No, the only thing you did was
the yellow banana.
Yeah, the yellow banana. Oh,
towed behind a boat and tore my back up and the head back.
But that was one of the funniest things I've ever seen, though. Yeah. But when you fell off a couple of times, and the time when you were coming back in, you started teetering over on each side, and then you just kept hitting the water.
Yeah. Well, it's called being fat and top heavy on a inflatable tube that only skinny people should ride. But when you folks, when you see this thing, if you've seen me at all, even a picture, you're just not going to believe it. I am convinced that this guy, they say there's somebody in the world for everybody who is pretty close to being your identical twin, the other you. This is it. This is the guy.
I met mine.
Where?
In Florissant. We grew up together, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's not related to you?
No. Different schools and everything. And we actually...
You got to get his picture and put it on Facebook.
Yeah.
You know what? I don't know where he is now. His name's Walter. But we...
if you're out there listening and your name is Walter and you look like Dan Strauss, I know what you're thinking. You don't want to come forward and admit it. But hey, help us out here.
My mom and his sister were really good friends. And we ended up going over to his house one time. And I was standing in the living room. And his mom came walking in and said, when did you change clothes? Look to me.
Oh, my goodness. His own mother thought you were your son?
Yeah.
Well, he must look like you. Yeah, I remember that one time you had that certain haircut.
Yeah.
And
Lionel Richie's mother thought you were Lionel Richie.
Oh, yeah. And then Bert Convy's mom came in.
Yeah. Well, I think we have a new record, a new world's record for the most money ever paid for a painting. I don't know anything about art. I don't know anything about paintings. And I certainly don't understand this. A painting by Francis Bacon has just sold at auction for $140 million. Oh. It's a painting! Oh. You ever see that 60 Minutes segment where they interviewed that guy? It was either CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes, who can sit down and absolutely perfectly counterfeit and duplicate the famous artists. They had experts look at some of his paintings. They could not tell his from the Monet or the Picasso. It was unbelievable. He was like an impressionist can do voices. He could take a painting and sit down and do it himself perfectly.
He studied the brush strokes and everything and all that, because they look at it and go, look at the brush strokes here.
And they said that just as a test, they even took some to auctions and sold them for tremendous amounts of money, and they weren't the real thing.
Wow.
So I don't know what makes a painting worth $140 million. To me, nothing makes it worth $140 million, unless I could sell it for $240 million. Then you got something. Very interested in Angie's List. I guess maybe I should have taken a different turn at some point in my career and made my life's mission to make sure that people paid close attention to commercials and advertising and know when they're being ripped off and scammed. Angie's List is interesting to me because I would imagine that it started out legit. And it started out as a good idea. Somebody making a list of some people that she had used that were really good, and she wanted to share it with people, like sharing a recipe. Here, I found these people, and they're good, and it was locally and in the area. And then, as happens a lot of times, it gets bigger, and then the money opportunity comes. And I did not even know until today, because I did a little digging and searching. I didn't know you had to pay to go use Angie's List.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, you got to be a member. Now, the membership fees are based on the size of the area you live in. For example, if you're in Philadelphia or Houston, it's going to cost you $40-$50. If you're in Fort Smith, Arkansas, it'll cost you $10 because there are fewer businesses that you can access. So let's say from $10 to $50 to belong. Now, the other thing is that you need to know is the companies that are best represented are the companies that pay Angie's List. Let's start with memberships. There are 2.5 million people who pay a yearly membership fee to Angie's List.
Wow.
From $10 to $50. Ooh. Do that math.
Wow.
Yet 70% of the revenue that comes in to Angie's List and its shareholders comes from the money the companies pay. Yet with all that money, $50 million or so a year, in the 18 years that Angie's List has been in business, it has not had one year when it made a profit. Last year, 2013, Angie's List lost $13 million. Now, how is that possible?
Yeah, how can that be?
How can that? Let me say this. Remember what I said today and sort of keep it tucked in the back of your mind so that one day when you turn on the TV or go online or pick up a paper and you see, the boom came crashing down on Angie's List, I don't say I didn't warn you, because there's something not right here. Never made a penny? Really? Never made a penny? Because I think when you make money and you have shareholders, you have to pay dividends and you have to pay them. And if you can show on paper you don't make any money, and this is strictly, purely my own speculation, don't take it as gospel, but it just kind of ruins the whole idea of an Angie's List to me, knowing, one, you got to pay. You want to know who the companies are? Okay, better pay me, and I'll let you see the list. And then if you want to be listed, you need to pay me. I don't know. That's not for me. You want a bonus joke?
Yeah.
Sure.
John Carney was on earlier, and somebody was talking about lawyers and lawyer jokes. In fact, I think it was an attorney that was on, some guy talking about lawyers. So I thought of a great lawyer's joke. It's a lawyer's joke where there's there's good news and there's bad news. And you start with the good news. And the good news is a bus, chartered bus, with a bunch of lawyers on it, goes off a cliff and kills every one of them. The bad news is there were three empty seats. Greg White, if you're listening, we weren't talking about you. It's a joke. All right, this Obamacare thing, not a political show, but I'm enjoying, because go back, if you could go pull the recording from 3-4 months ago, what I said here, 3 or 4 months ago, I said, get ready, you have no idea what a disaster this is going to be. And I'm going to say now, and you can go check it and play it back 3 or 4 months from now, you still don't have any idea. It's going to become an even bigger fiasco. Now, I'm going to read you from yesterday's USA Today. And part of the problem with all of this is, I don't know about you, but I can't understand one thing they're talking about.
I don't know what's going on.
Did you hear about the three guys that made a website in their garage and essentially a healthcare website, and it works flawlessly, and they made it for almost no money, and I don't know why we just can't use that. And just
we choose to pay, and here's where we are at this point, $600 million spent so far just on the site. $600 million.
Yeah.
And they're not anywhere near done. So here's from yesterday's USA Today, and I just want to know if I'm the only person who reads this stuff. I have no idea what this means. Here's what it says. It says, talking about the health insurance market and blah, 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 blah. And the health and human services people paint a real rosy picture, and all the other people go, no, that's not that way. And then let's read you a couple of things. It says, more than a month after healthcare.gov and 15 state-based exchanges open for business, consumers and even physicians are finding it isn't easy or even possible sometimes to find out which doctors and hospitals are in the plans provider network. Now, the uncertainty stems from the general glitchiness that remains for some state exchanges and the federal site. Healthcare.gov, which is selling plans for 36 states that didn't set up their own exchanges, but it's also due to the fact that insurers are still deciding what doctors they want on their networks and often haven't informed doctors if they're including them on their networks. What?
Huh?
What? Some insurers have clauses in contracts with their existing doctors to say the doctors have to participate in any plans the insurers offer in that state. Doctors who don't want to pay or participate on the exchange plans might have to opt out, which some may not have realized, according to a Brooklyn ophthalmologist. A survey released this month by the New York Medical Society found 40% of 405 doctors said they didn't know how they wound up on insurers' exchange plans. 6% they chose to be on the plans, and 16% that they had to participate as part of a contract. What? I have no idea. I read that about five times. I thought, I have any idea what that means.
Why can't somebody just write things out in layman's terms so everyone can understand?
Thank you. I agree. I don't know. But, boy, I wish they would, because, look, it's human nature. Most people don't want to go, I don't understand anything you're talking about. You don't want to appear stupid, but I've never been afraid to do that. I don't understand one thing about any of this, but I do understand this. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess, and it's just really going to get bad. That's all. That's my prediction. Ladies, get in here, Blake.
Ooh, that's nice.
So this guy is real concerned about his inability to perform in bed and get aroused. And by the way, if you have young kids in the car, the word erection is in this joke. And if you're one of those parents who doesn't know how to deal with kids and raise kids and goes, what am I supposed to tell them when they say, what's an erection? Well, you know what? You shouldn't have to ask that question. You tell them when they're old enough, they'll understand what it means. So there's the disclaimer. The word erection is in it. So this guy has trouble having an erection, and he's really concerned, and he's tried all kinds of stuff, and nothing seems to work. So a friend says, look, there's an actual witch doctor out in the country, and he moved here from, you know, Africa or something, and some people swear by what he does. So he goes to see this witch doctor. And the witch doctor builds a fire and takes the guy outside and dances around the fire and throws some herbs on the fire, rattles some kind of a saber thing, and says a few words in a language the guy can't understand. And then he looks at the guy and goes, I have placed a powerful spell on you, but it will only work once a year. The guy says, what do you mean? He says, well, I mean that now that I've put the spell on you, once a year, you're going to have the most massive stone-like erection you've ever had, and it will last until you decide it's time to go away. But keep in mind, it won't come around again for another year. And all you have to do is say, 1, 2, 3. Don't say it now, because you'll have a massive erection. But when you're ready, and the time is right, say 1, 2, 3, and you're not going to believe what's going to burst out of your trousers. And once your lady, your wife, is satisfied, and you don't want to walk around with that thing for a year, certainly, when you're exhausted, she's exhausted, all you have to do is say 1, 2, 3, 4, and it's gone, and it's going to be wonderful, but it's only once a year. So, my son, use it wisely. Well, the guy goes away, and he's waiting for the right time. And so one night, his wife comes home, and he's made dinner, and he's got wine, he's got candles, and they go to bed. And he remembers what the witch doctor said, that 1, 2, 3, magic, the magic words. And then when it was all over, and they're through, even if it's a 3-day sex marathon, 1, 2, 3, 4 ends it all. So they're in bed, and his wife says, wow, what a surprise, what a great dinner. That's just not like you. The wine was wonderful, the dinner was wonderful. He says, you think that was wonderful? Get ready. Watch this. 1, 2, 3. She says, it actually startles her. She says, oh my goodness. What? He said, let's make the most of it, baby. So they go at it, and for hours, and I mean, he maintains full attention through the whole thing. And finally, she is so exhausted, she's about to pass out. And you know what?
What? Did you miss something?
Yeah, I blew the joke.
Oh, you did?
This happens about once every 10 years.
You can say a year later they try it again.
No. Now this is an opportunity right here. No. I'm going to salvage this. What we're going to do is you're going to edit out, Peon, everything I just said, except back to where they go to bed.
Okay.
You edit that out, so that won't be on the air.
All right.
So here we go. We'll pick up here, and you'll edit it, and nobody will even hear that I messed it up. So they get in bed, and he says, watch this. 1, 2, 3. And she's startled. She's frightened. This thing is so unbelievable. She says, that is impressive. He says, uh-huh, yeah, you bet it is. She says, but I have to ask you something. What did you say 1, 2, 3, 4?
Saved it! Saved it!
Here's somebody that's going to try and save your ride home and let you know where the problem spots are in traffic. Here's Tim Weiland.
Tell you where there's a real problem spot is if you're traveling on northbound 55 in Illinois at the New Douglas overpass. You've got a tractor trailer that was on fire, and only the left shoulder is getting by, and you've got several miles of a backup approaching Route 4, Illinois Route 4. Now on southbound 55, a little slow stretch between Weber Road and Rivas Barracks, and then things open up. Westbound 44, it was heavy between Grand and Hampton. Slow again from Murdoch through Elm, and then after that it looks pretty good out through the Fenton area. Now if you're going on southbound 270, what's really interesting is since they've opened that new lane between Manchester and 44, all the traffic now is just heavy volume, but it's all moving at the speed limit. But where you start slowing down is between Highway 44 and Tesson Ferry, almost to Highway 55. We never used to have that mess unless there was an accident. Now, they're still working with that accident on northbound 141 just before 364. The right lane was blocked, and you do have a bit of a backup there. On westbound 70, just a little slow as you go through Mid-Rivers Mall Drive, and eastbound 270 still stacks up McDonald through Newport. And This traffic report brought to you by Constant Contact. Grow your business fast with Constant Contact's powerful online marketing tools, all from one login, all backed by live expert support. Start your free trial today at ConstantContact.com. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Thursday broadcast. On the show, a new book out about Duke Ellington. We'll talk to its author. We also have a sit-down with Stacy Keach and the Thursday Music Club. Full docket for you. It just wouldn't be the same without you. So put it on the calendar. We'll see you at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
When you're hosting a company Christmas party or wedding, nothing gets the crowd going better than live entertainment. The best source for live entertainment for many years is and continues to be Bob Cuban Entertainment. Bob Cuban has performed everywhere from presidential fundraisers to father-daughter banquets. Their spectrum of musical expertise ranges from the big bands and 50s to the 60s and 70s, the 80s and 90s, and even the music of today. Bob Cuban Entertainment can provide the live band to make it an event to remember. Give them a call at 636-532-0788. That's 636-532-0788. Or see their website at bobcuban.com. That's Bob, K-U-B-A-N.com. The Bob Cuban Band, providing live entertainment to make your event truly memorable.
There are neighborhoods in St. Louis that stand out above the rest, but none like the traditionally charming yet progressive community known as Webster Groves. Trees and flowers frame the beauty of this neighborhood, the friendliest shopping and dining destination in the area.
When you get right down to it, life is filled with priorities. What's truly important? At Reliance Bank, you are their priority. Reliance Bank offers friendly personal service that only a small personal bank can provide while providing state-of-the-art bank products. That's important when you're looking for a personal checking account that's really free, a mortgage, or a loan for your business. If this doesn't sound like your bank, switch to Reliance Bank with 20 convenient area locations. Reliance Bank, member FDIC.
Discover all of these treasures and more. They're just steps away from your car in Webster Groves, where you'll meet the nicest shopkeepers and business owners in the county. You can do more than you imagine in Webster Groves. For full details, go to webstergroves.org.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896. That's 1-800-642-8896. 1-800-642-8896.
Hello? Anybody work here?
Weekends shouldn't mean spending your days trapped inside of some home improvement warehouse.
I can't get any help.
Not when you have nine irons sitting in your bags, empty patio furniture begging to be used, and the fishing poles ready to catch the one that got away.
I want my weekend back.
Now's the time to go to Ace and keep your weekends free. You won't need a GPS to find a bag of fertilizer, and you will get help from your local neighborhood team who really knows their stuff. Ace has the primo brands that you're looking for, from Craftsman to Weber to Clark & Kensington to Scott's. Visit the helpful folks at your locally owned and operated Ace Hardware, who will quickly help you turn your to-do list into a to-done list.
Hi, Joe Cotton here from Cotton's Ace Hardware in Afton, at the corner where Boy and McKenzie. Please visit our store and let us help you with your project, or visit us online at acehardware.com.
Ace, the helpful place.
Are you ready for the next financial meltdown? Is your retirement nest egg in jeopardy? Do you have enough money to retire? Shockingly, studies show that over 50% of Americans think they'll die before they're able to retire. Don't let this happen to you. Call the Financial Advisor Network today at 800-416-3598 for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor in your area. Learn how to maximize your wealth and protect your money. Find out how you can create a plan for a safe and worry-free retirement. Call 800-416-3598. Call now and we'll also give you a free copy of The Insider's Guide to Building Extreme Retirement Wealth. You've worked hard to earn your money and you must protect it. You deserve the life you've always dreamed about. Don't become another statistic needing to work longer than you want to. Call now for your free consultation with a pre-screened financial advisor and free guide to building extreme retirement wealth. Just call 800-416-3598 today. That's 800-416-3598. Again, 800-416-3598.
If you're currently paying for Medicare Supplement and Part D prescription coverage, you're paying way too much. Open enrollment gives you a chance for a do-over. This is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. Our clients are saving thousands of dollars, and they're still seeing their own doctors. It's not a secret. It's about knowing your options. Let's do it right this open enrollment. Call me at 314-863-0008. 314-863-0008.
Hi, this is Terry Hall from This Week in Real Estate. This Saturday, we're at our normal time from 3 to 5 Saturday afternoon. Yep, This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5 in the afternoon. We're going to talk about new first-time buyer's money. If you want to know more about how to get $5,000 free for your down payment, call 314-878-2300. Otherwise, listen to This Week in Real Estate, this Saturday from 3 to 5, right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Jumping right in. Not a lot of time for the theme song today. We got to get right Southern California. Get with Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. A great place for special occasion dinner. Great place to pop in, grab something out of that great Smokehouse Market. Don't forget about gift certificates and don't forget about catering. Annie Gunn's Restaurant, Smokehouse Market, Chesterfield Valley. Proud to present Mike Evans, everybody.
You ought to do me a half hour earlier.
We ought to do a lot of things a half hour earlier.
Paco's question, what did Garth Brooks do before becoming a star? Sell shoes, make pizzas, or wash cars, Garth Brooks? Love nuggets. And I know how you love the love nuggets, Franco. You can't make this stuff up. A prostitute slash model in Argentina who videotaped Justin Bieber after their fling actually called a press conference. What's more shocking, some media guys showed up. She wanted people to know that Bieber was pretty good in bed.
Ugh.
Well, the free world can now rest easy on that. Trash in, trash out, more trash talk. You know the porn star, Jenna Jameson?
Yeah. Not familiar with porn,
yeah. Mike.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
She's getting back in the porn business, she says, because she needs the money, and, quote, it'll make me a better mother, end quote.
Well,
how does it make her a better mother unless she shows her kids her movies, and that's how you make babies? I don't know.
Got
Maybe
me
that's
there.
What she's talking about. She has had some horrible plastic surgery.
Yes,
she used to be beautiful. Now she's a mess. Also, I hear she's on drugs. Movie review, the second installment of Hunger Games. Hunger Games Catching Fire opens tomorrow. It's still kids stalking and killing other kids for sport. A little bit different. There's a little more flavor of politics in this one. But with that said, seriously, make no mistake, I thought it was better than the original. More suspense, action, special effects, the storyline. And I love the original. And Jennifer Lawrence has never looked better. And yet she is tough as nails. She is the man in this movie. I volunteer as tribute. I'm sorry. I get very excited when I think about this movie.
You do.
Rated PG-13, 146 minutes, 4 stars for the new Hunger Games movie.
Wow.
Tim Tebow looks like he is officially out of trying to play NFL football. He is in serious talks with NBC Sports and Fox Sports 1 as a sports television commentator. Nick Cannon really busy. He's going to be on Real Husbands of Hollywood on the BET Network. Just agreed to star Wild and Wet in the comedy show on MTV2. Saturday, he's hosting Nick at Night's Teen Nick Halo Awards. Just re-up to host America's Got Talent again as well. He's busier than Ryan Seacrest.
I find him talentless.
Oh, I think he's fun to watch.
Well, I just
not a lot of talent, but he's I think he's entertaining for some.
Well, there's nothing to not like. I hate the guy, but I just don't. I don't know.
Get him.
I don't get it. Yeah.
Like Russell Brand, I hate.
Well, that's different. Yeah, I can't stand Russell Brand.
This is just a bizarre story. Once a criminal, I guess always a criminal. John Gotti Jr., once head of the Gambino crime family, stumbled into a New York hospital on Monday night with a knife in his gut.
Oh.
When asked what happened, he was delirious, talked about trying to break up a fight between two people he didn't know at a grocery store parking lot.
Right.
They got him stabilized. Police got there, wanted to know what happened. John Gotti Jr. said he forgot how he got stabbed.
Oh, well, I can see how you could do that.
Absolutely. Like I said, once a criminal, always a criminal. And finally, I had a lot more good stuff at no time.
I'll save it.
Garth Brooks, what do you do before becoming a star? Sell shoes, make pizzas, or wash cars?
I'll say sell shoes.
Wash cars.
I'm going to go with sell shoes also.
You make it a pizza pie.
Oh.
I'm Mike Evans. We're in Hollywood. See you.
We blew it.
He
hates being cut short. Mike Evans, courtesy of Annie Gunn's restaurant in the Smokehouse Market in Chesterfield Valley. So let's say you got some pain. You got knee hurt, neck hurt, shoulders, back, headaches. Could be coming from your feet. Sounds weird to some people, but it doesn't sound weird to the people who went around this country over the years to the Good Feet store and walked out of there with that pain gone. And that's absolutely what has happened for thousands of people. They understand how pressure improperly, unevenly distributed on your feet can affect other parts of your body. And I'm hoping that's what's going to happen for you. You're going to go in there and you're going to tell them what hurts, and they're going to try a couple of different inserts, arch supports, whatever you want to call them. And you're going to put them in your shoes, you're going to get up and walk around, and maybe a little trial and error involved there. They want to make it exactly right. They want to get the precise insert because there are hundreds of these things, and they take an impression of your foot, and they can tell from that which one to try. And then they fine-tune it a little bit, and hopefully at one point you get up and walk around and go, wow, what a difference. I can feel the difference. That's it. Like magic. But it's not magic. It's Good Feet. One-stop pain relief. Actually, three stops in the St. Louis area. On Olive, west of 270 across from Friday's, South County on Union Road, across from Macy's, and in Shiloh, Illinois, Greenmount Road across from Deerberg's. You can also go to goodfeetstlouis.com.
Let's get a quick check on traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Crews are working with an accident on westbound 70 near Highway 90. It's after the Blanchet Bridge, actually, and it's on the right shoulder now. It was blocking a lane, so look for some slow traffic. Earth City Expressway up through the Blanchet Bridge should open up after you get past 5th Street. Then you've got a good run out west. On westbound 40, you're still a little bit slow. Hampton through McCausland, from Ballas out through Mason, but a good run to the Boone Bridge. Eastbound 40 is slowing from about Timberlake Manor to about Mason, and then a little slow 170 through Big Bend. You're also slow east of Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Don't forget, if you're heading out of town on northbound 55 at New Douglas, you've got an accident. Only the left lane is getting through, and you're backed up approaching Highway or Route 4. And southbound 270, just a little slow now between 44 and Tesson Ferry. That's a look at traffic from the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Traffic.
Let me just give you an update on Manchester, where that water main break is. Now they've only have a right lane.
It's out there all day long. And while other stations may ignore it in the middle of the day, we give you the traffic updates you need. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
Hi, I'm David Hall, president of Shore Mortgage, and right now is one of the best times to refinance in decades. And here's why. First, mortgage rates are at their lowest point that they've been in months. Second, when you refinance with Shore Mortgage, you might be able to skip a payment, freeing up some cash flow to pay those holiday bills. Some of our clients are locking in at rates around 3%. So call Shore Mortgage today at 800-523-HOME. That's 800-523-HOME.
United Shore Financial Services, Equal Housing Lender, NML System Number 3038.
Next time on The Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Thursday broadcast. On the show, a new book out about Duke Ellington. We'll talk to its author. We also have a sit-down with Stacy Keach and the Thursday Music Club. Full docket for you. It just wouldn't be the same without you. So put it on the calendar. We'll see you at 1.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
The car you drive says a lot. So does how you treat it. Head to Firestone Complete Auto Care and keep your car running newer and longer. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
What I hear is nice.
The Big 550.
KTRS. Where St. Louis comes to talk.
St. Louis Closet Company can organize your master closet, your kids' closet, your pantry, your home office, laundry room, entertainment center, even your Murphy bed. Call St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000.
All right, Jose Hernandez will join us tomorrow about 3:15. First thing right out of the chute, because he wasn't able to be with us Monday because we did the Veterans thing. Thank you so much for being with us. Let's do this again tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday evening. Every 2 seconds, body.
Fox 2 News at 6 on KTRS is presented by Bowen Dental Care. All your family's dental needs under one roof by a family that cares. In your car, on your way home. Need to know what's happening? This is a simulcast of Fox 2 News at 6 on the Big 550 KTRS St. Louis.
This is Fox 2 News.
Several methane businesses evacuated this afternoon, the work that caused a methane leak and a tense situation. Students in the Ferguson-Fullerton School District protest the suspension of the district superintendent. What's expected at the district school board meeting tonight?
A Missouri family is calling for a new trial in a felony case heard here in St. Clair County by former Judge Michael Cook, who has now admitted he was a heroin addict. The issue behind this case.
First at 6, businesses in a Swansea shopping center lost several hours of business today because of a methane leak. Bomarito Automotive Sky Fox over that shopping center as crews worked to cap that leak earlier this afternoon. Things are beginning to return to normal there at this hour. It's a story you saw first on Fox. Fox 2's Charles Jaco is live in Swansea with how they brought things under control. Charles.
Sandy, no problems here in terms of people being injured. Everybody.